Tafach Ravavah Mitbeis. Let us start from the middle of the Amid. Boi minei Rav Hillel Merabe. Yesh mukze lachatzi Shabbos, oy ein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. So Rashi says, Yesh mukze lachatzi Shabbos, mishum chatzi Shabbos. Does it become mukze because of a chatzi Shabbos? If part of the Shabbos it was doch, yim hukze bechetzioim, if part of the Shabbos it became mukze, mi have mukze lekule Shabbos. Does this make it mukze for the whole Shabbos? Yim loy, that was the shaila. A ktsor of a part of a Shabbos, does that make it mukze for the whole Shabbos? So the Gemara asks, Heichidomi, what is the case that you're asking about? Ida arzi bein ashmoshes, if it was roi bein ashmoshes, arzi, the Gemara understood so, so there's no haktzo whatsoever. Ida loy arzi, if it was hukze bein ashmoshes, so loy arzi, so that's the din of kimin diskatzoi bein ashmoshes, iskatzoi lekulo yoyme. So it wasn't Roy. So then Yizichah say that Kim the Hukta le Mikta Shabbos Hukta le Kola Shabbos. Like Tzriche, the Shaila is the Arzi, that it was Roy in the beginning of Shabbos, Bahodar Itchi, and then it became Nitche from Achila, Bahodar Arzi. Mai, so what is the din? Omaloi, Yesh Mukta. So the dichui be'emtza Shabbos makes a ktsor already on the rest of the Shabbos. Let us see Rashi. Heichi domi michdei stam mukte haynu groigres utzmukim shemala oison amenas liyavshon umakta oison lekach, and he's makta them. That means that he will not eat from them till they'll dry up. Umishishilon liyavish and ruin lachilat sheyiv shulagamri. For chatzi Shabbos the ka'amrit, so this chatzi Shabbos eichim is afterlach. Ida arzu shenigmaro melachton bein ashmoshes. Those that he dried up at chilas knisus hayoim, ve'ein kanafilu chatzi Shabbos bakzo klal, so there's no hakzo. Vida loy arzu bein ashmoshes, vada yasurim. So then it's Icher also. The Ein Kan Hachone Mi Ba'id Yoy. So never was Muchen Mi Ba'id Yoy. Oman the Islay Mukze. And the one who holds a Mukze, Hachone Mi Ba'id Yoy in Boy. Tersiv Ba'yem HaShishi Bechino Es Asher Yevhiv. So the Makar of Mukze is Rashi says, because it says that one has to eat on Shabbos, Dvorim, that they were already Muchen Mi Erev Shabbos. So Mamele, if Metchilas Knesses Hayoyim, it was hooked to some Mamele, so therefore you can eat it the whole Shabbos. You can eat things that were not Muchan Metchilas Hayoyim. It has to be Muchan Mibayid Yoyim. Leitzriche da Arzo Bein Ashmoshes. It was Chose Bein Ashmoshes. Ve'itchi b'Shabbos. So Rashi says, Lamoshal Akesha Noflo Aleim Kshomim. V'tofchu, that it's a rain bound on this machel, and it blew up. V'hoda arzu shezofoson ha-shemesh. Now the sun shined at it, and it dried up. Now it became roi lachila. When it was drenched with water, it wasn't roi lachila. Kami boilon ha-shaita diskatsu, that's man, that it was ukte, Mi osralu kulu yoyma eloi. So since there was a zman in Shabbos that it wasn't minamuchum, so that passes already for the whole Shabbos. That means Shabbos can only be eaten muchum dike machole. So if it became in the middle of Shabbos ayni minamuchum, so it's you can't eat it anymore. Other Rav Shanei. That the whole din, that the Tchilas Knesses Yom has to be Minamuchan. As long as it was Minamuchan, so then, it can be eaten the whole Shabbos.
as long as the haktsah will fall off, as long as the dichri will fall off. So he answered him, yesh muktzeh. That we say, yesh muktzeh lachatzi Shabbos, if he became dochi b'emtza Shabbos, even though the sibis ha-dichri falls off, it remains also. Eisvei. So the Gemara asked Akasha. We learned before in Abaraisa, v'shoven, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon agree, she'im noilad, if a bechir was noilad beyond it. Umumai imai, it was noilad with amun. Shezeh min hamucha. So that is considered min hamucha. Vamai, so, and you're permitted to eat it. Vamai, name hai bechir, mi'ikore ha-bechozi agavimai. This bechir, before it was born, in the middle of Yom Tov. Before it was born, as soon as it became Yom Tov, it was roi lachila, because it was b'mei imoi. The kedushas prayer is only chal b'shas leide, so it didn't have any kedushas prayer. So betchilas knisas hayoyim, it was chazi lachili, kechech the mother, and elite the b'chayr. Is yalid lei. Now when the b'chayr got born, itchila now became also b'chila. Because one is not permitted to eat a b'chayr till there's a hiros chacham on the b'chayr. Can't eat some of the b'chayr. You need hiros. Ach some meila, so then it was nitcha me'achila. Ach siyei lechacham, then he showed it to a chacham, ishtar ilay. So it becomes mutter. It says it's called minamucham. So we see that that we say ain muktzalach atzi Shabbos, and you say yesh muktzalach atzi Shabbos. So it's a kasha from this beraisa. Now let us just refresh our memories. We have a machloikis Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. If royin esamumim biyontev, Rab Yehuda holds royin esamumim biyontev. And Rab Shimon holds, ein royin es hamumin beyond. Now Rab Shimon also says that if for some reason they were royin es hamumin, they did be'isa, they got a mumche that was royin es hamumin beyond it, it doesn't become mutter, it remains also, ein zemin hamucha. Now in the machloikis of Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon, we had a machloikis Rashi in Toisves, how to learn pshat, why it's ein zemin hamucha. So let us first say Taisvus Pshat, and then we'll see Rashi's Pshat. Taisvus said as follows. Let us speak about the case of the Mishnah. A Bechir was born before Yom Tov with Amum, and was not Nizbake from Amumche, so the din is that it's also, you're not allowed to shecht it. You need a heiro to tell us that it's a balmum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, royin es hamum in biyomtev, so a mumcha will look at it in yomtev, he says it's kosher, you're allowed to eat it, not to shecht it. So Tosfos explains, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the b'chayr was never mukzeh, because he had a b'chayr with a potential mum. He doesn't know if it's a mum or not, but it's daiti alavi. He knows he can, I mean, there's a possibility he might come and eat it. If a mum will say it's a bal mum, it's a mum kabua, so he can eat it. So it's daiti alavi. Never was mukta, and never was makta oisei mi daiti. So memele, if a mumcha looks at it in yontev, and he says it's a mum, so he's allowed to shecht. It never became muktzeh, and now it became nizbara that mum that the bechir had was a mum kavua. She's allowed to shecht. Never was muktzeh. According to Rab Shimon, Taisva says Rab Shimon holds ein royin es hamum in biyontev. So according to Rab Shimon, when this bechir was born erev yontev with hamum, so he's not allowed to eat it because you need a hero of a mumcha to say that it's a mumkabua. Now, when he became yontif, he didn't have any intentions to eat it, because ein reines a mumim be yontif. who would cholim that he could find a mumcha that be a sheget also. A mumcha that will look at a, you're not allowed, and Roin is a mumcha beyond the full. Find a mumcha that'll be over an Issa the Rabbanon, and he'll look at the, and he'll look at the mum and he'll say it's a mum kibbutz. So he had no intentions at all of eating it. So it's mukze. So therefore, a filu, he finds a mumcha, the mumcha says the taka was a mum kibbutz. So Taisa says, Abshimen holds, but it's mukze, such a mukze. The Abshimen that doesn't hold a mukze because it's mitzape. He has intentions, he wasn't Masir Das, but a b'chayr with a mum. And you're not allowed to look at a mum and yomtev, so memeila, he was Zichem Messiah Das from eating this. He did it in his wildest dreams. He didn't think that this would occur, that a mumche would look at the mum in Yontem. So it's a filo, a mumche says it's a mum. It's ein min a mumche. It's ein min a mumche. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Shimon. So now let us go to our Gemara. So our Gemara says, now we have here a case of a b'chayr that was noiled beyond it. And he was noiled who umumayimoy. So in the beginning of Yontif, the b'chayr wasn't mukze because it was nechel agavimoy. You could check the mother and you can eat the b'chayr. The b'chayr was born in the middle of Yontif. Now this is a b'chayr with a mum. But we don't know if it's a mum kavur or mum oiva, we can't paskin. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no shaila. It never became mukze because he's going to ask a chochem. I mean, never was Masir Das from eating this. So there's no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's nothing much to talk about. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's what to talk about. According to Rabbi Shimon, as soon as it was noilet, so Mamele, he had no intentions of being able to eat it. Who's gonna look at this mum in yontif? Ein rein is a mum in yontif. So is Masir Das from eating it. In the middle, he found a chochem that decided to look at the mum, and he said it's and he said that it's a mum kavua, and so it says in the Beraise that v'shavim shin meila tu mumayima yishezem min amuchan that for Rab Shimon is made it's called min amuchan. So al kochoch we see from Rab Shimon that the whole din of min amuchan is it has to be min amuchan betchilas knisas hayoyim. Was if in the middle of the yom it became ois min amucham, so then there's no din mukze. So as soon as that sibah falls off, you're allowed to eat it. So mameo, that's the Gemara's kash. How could you say ein yesh mukze lachatzi Shabbos? From Rab Shimon, we see klal that ein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. B'shavn is moider as min amucham. That is according to Shitas HaTosfos. So the Gemara is beautiful. Now, Rashi has a different mahalach in Rab Shimon. Rashi says, Mukze, Rab Shimon doesn't hold Mukze. Rab Shimon is never held a Mukze, so. Eini min amucham has nothing to do with Mukze. It's not Mukze. So, the Afilu was, the mum was Erev Shabbos, and Metchilas Knisas Hayoyim, Betchilas Knisas Hayoyim, it wasn't Roy Lachila. It's not Mukzer. Rab Shimon doesn't hold Mukzer. He's never Messiah Das. He's never Messiah Das. If there's a possibility that he might be able to eat, he's never Messiah Das. Now, why does Rab Shimon say Eini Min Amuchan? Rab Shimon says Eini Min Amuchan because since one is not permitted to be royes amumin beyonte, and the reason is this is equivalent to donas adin. So memele, it's considered he was a mesakin beisa. I mean, since al pi aloche, one is not permitted to be matter this prayer, so this prayer is becheskas isa. So memele, being matter, it is called a mesakin, and Chazal said that they can't be mesakin at beisa. So therefore, that's why it's Eini Min Amucham. Rashi had explained, now what is Tamazoi Pshat? This is Pshat in Rab Shimon. Now what is Pshat? The Baraisa says, V'shovin shim noilet hu umumay imoy, shezem min hamucham. So what is the difference? If it was noilet erev yontev, it was noilet beyontev hu umumay imoy. So Rashi said, aholam this. As he said, Shim Noilet Hayoim, the fifth line from the top, Shim Noilet Hayoim Umuma Yimoy, Shazem in Hamuchem, She'ein Boze Mishum Tikun Umishum Din, here there's no Mesakin, there's no Din, Shloi Hoiseboy Cheskas Iso Me'oilam. It never was Becheskos Issa. That means as soon as it was born, it was Gepaskin that this is a Becheskos Balmum. So that's not called Dones Adin. That's not called a Mesakin. The whole, when is it considered Adin and it called a Mesakin? That shot is if it was Osa. There was a Rega that it was Osa. That means a Becheskos was Noilet and there was a this. In Kozma, we don't have a Hiro that this is a Mum. Kozma, we don't have a Hiro that this is a Mum. So it's also now the hayro will be matter it. So we say along this, if this is this hayro is not permitted to be done in Yom Tov, it's equivalent to Don Asadin, and if he did paskin, it doesn't help because he's a mesakim. So Rashi says so, but if noilat hu umumayimoy, it never was also. And how is that possible? Uchedemuki lo lekamon kegoy de yosvi daini hosel. That the rega it was born before it was hoitzi roishi veruboy, so it's still considered bimeimoy. It wasn't born yet. It means it was still mutter. Dayanim were there and they saw that the foot is broken and they said it stuck out his foot first and he stuck out a broken foot first. It was no lady yet. It's not considered a lady. When the foot comes out first. So as soon as they stuck out a foot, Dayonim was standing there by the lady. They said, oh, this is a mum. So Memele, so as soon as the lady was, we knew this is a mutter de kebehime. So this does not fall into the category of Dones Adin, doesn't fall into the category of Mesakin. So Memele, so therefore, Rab Shimon is moide. So the whole, now, so from Rashi we have two Yesoides. Yesoid number one, Als Mukze, the Stam say now what to talk about. Rav Shimon doesn't hold a Mukze. They have a Mukze. It's always Daita Yelave. There's a different problem of Mesakin. There's a problem of Dones Adin. And if Vishas Leide was the Dayanim were there, and before the Leide the Dayanim were there, and the Dayanim said that this is a boom, so it was born. So there's no Dones Adin, there's no Tikkun, and that's why it's Mutter. So why the Rab Shimon that this is Mutter? That it's Mutter. That's the whole Rab Shimon. Now, let us come to our Gemara. Our Gemara, Erst Akashe, now the Gemara and the Hava, I mean, let's just go a step further in the Gemara, and then we'll speak out the Gemara's Kashe. He asked the Makashe that why is the Bochel Mutter Ishalid Lai Itrilai Achsiye Lechochom Ishtarilai. So Memele, so if you hold Yesh Mukta Lachatzi Shabbos, so it should be also further. Omar Abaye Viteima Rav Safre Ki Goin Di Yasvi Daini Hosom. No, it's speaking about that Dayanim were there. That's the teretz of the Gemara. Now, we see from the Gemara, the Makshin did not learn that the Dayanim were there. The Makshin learned that the Dayanim came later. And so the Makshin asked the Kasha, oh, Zaraya ein Mukze. That was the Makshin's Kasha. And he told him a teretz. No, it's speaking about that the Dayanim were there. So Melissa never became Mukta. Shema Shemaim. According to Rashi, Mukta Samaz nicht over Sered. Mukta Rab Shimon doesn't hold up Mukta. You bring a garaya that ain't Mukta Lachzi Shabbos. You bring a guy from Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon doesn't hold Mukta. Not because ain't Mukta Lachzi Shabbos. Rab Shimon doesn't hold Mukta. Number one. Number two, if you're going to learn Pshat, you learned that the Dayanim weren't there. That's how you learn Pshat. The Teretz is that the Dayanim were there. If the Dayanim weren't there, it's not Kepela, so what's the Pshat in Rab Shimon? So it's called Dones Adin, it's called Yuzam Mesakin. So the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. So this kasha the Rosh Yosef asks. It's a moiridike kasha and Rashi. According to Tosfos, the Gemara flows. It's beautiful. The whole Rav Shimon is mukze. Rav Shimon asked about the mukze. The Gemara is the kasha. So why isn't it here mukze? So Ma makes an akimter is speaking about that the Yasvi daini hosam. But according to Rashi, it's a hashrek. We don't know if the Yasvi daini hosam. So stamazay apella. So why is it mutter? To be yosar of donas adinim misakir. And you want to bring a raya in mukze. Mukze samazoy, no, Rav Shimon doesn't hold a mukze. So the Rosh Yosef wants to answer as follows. The Makshin Zicha did not learn like Rashi. The Makshin didn't learn like Rashi. The Makshin Zicha learns like Tosfos. I mean, this Gemara is a shrekliche Gemara. The Makshin understood like Tosfos. So yes, Takashi. And the Tarzan told him, no, you're learning wrong. Pshat and Rav Shimon, look in Rashi. Mukzis, Tamas ain't no problem. The whole problem is a problem of Misakin. And it's speaking about that the Yasmi Daini Hosim, so it's not a Misakin. That's how the Rosh Yosef says Pshat in the Gemara Libid Rashi. Now, let us see Rashi. Name Ahai B'choyer Mikor Rebbein HaShemoshis HaBachosi Lishchit HaSimon V'hu Nechel. And then you could eat the B'choyer Bein Tam Bein Balmu V'she'ein B'choyer Kodesh Ela B'lei Dosei D'chsiv Ashe Yevolid B'tkocha Yitchayile. As soon as the God born Yitchayile Shoy B'cheskes B'choyer Tam V'oser Ad She'yiremu Meitu Yuhev Airos Chocham. You have to assume that it's a B'choyer Tam. The Yasvi Daini Hosom Kshenoilad Shepoitre Sarechem Roes Mumoi the Loi Hukzo Klau. So Dachsim the Loshna of Rashi is not like the Rosh Yosef. We're saying the Rosh Yosef says the Gemara and the Teretz told the truth that Rav Shimon doesn't hold a Muktzin, the Tam is Alts Mesakin, it's not a Mesakin. Rashi says Roes Mumoi Loi Hukzo Klau. So Rashi and the Teretz also is going Alts Muktzin. So, I don't know, so that can be very schwer. So according to Rashi, so, I mean, Mukzer, Rab Shimon holds Mukzer, what is the Mukzer da? Basically. But upon him, this Gemara is more than schwer, the Shittas Rashi. Let us go further. Ike Damri, others say that when they asked Rabbi the Shaila, so the, he was poised differently. Ike Damri. Omalei ein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. He told him ein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. Leima misayile vishovin. So he bring a ray. Shim noila de mumayime shizamin amuchan. Vabcher mikor abachosi agavime. Shalulay itchalei. So we have an often arayim muktzalach tzi Shabbos. Omer Abaye, b'tem Rav Safri, gein de Yosvi, dai nihos. Toshma. So, the Baal, in the middle of this chakira, do we say, yes, muktzalach tzi Shabbos, ein muktzalach tzi Shabbos. Toshma, hoya oichel ba'anodim. Ho ya oichel ba'anovim v'hoyser. A person was eating anovim, and he had left over. So he wasn't interested in eating any more anovim. He had enough anovim. Now he thought the rest will make raisins. V'hel on l'gag lasis mehem tzmukim. V'teinim, he was eating teinim figs v'hoyser. V'hel on l'gag lasis mehem groiges, to make out dried out figs. Lo yoichel mehem. So now he's not permitted to eat from these smukim, from these gregres, at sheyazmin mibayid yoim. You need hazmonim. Without hazmon, it doesn't go. V'chein atomoytzi ba'farsakin. The same thing is by peaches, b'chavushim, by quince. B'shal kamine peiros. That if he had decided to be miyavish them, so Memela is not permitted to eat them in Shabbos, unless he was masvan them ibaidyon. So the Gemara says, Eichidomi. Now, what is the case over here that you need hazmone, and hazmone helps? What is the case? Idechozu, if they dried up already before Shabbos, Lomalei hazmon, that's why he has to be masvan them. The Roil Achila, you don't have to be masvan them. He knew they dried up, and so he has to be masmim them befeirish. It's understood that the oimid l'yochel, that he put them away to dry up, so now they dried up, so the oimid l'yochel, don't have to be masmim them. Idoloi chazu, if they are nematziv, that they're not edible, ki azmin lu may havi. So he says that he's going to eat them. I mean, who's he fooling? It's not a machel. It's eitzim vavonim. It's not edible. And he says that'll make him in a muchan. It becomes a muchan. Bechino sheshayaviu. Bechino sheshayaviu means that something that is possible to be muchan, to be eaten, so you have to be mazmin it. But it has to be after asmon, it has to be oimid l'achila. It's not edible, so it's tamzei gelachta. It doesn't become muchan. By being masmid, if it's not edible. It has to be buchan mi boi joy. Vechitayma de la yada ichozi ilaychozu. Now we'll say it's speaking about like this, that he didn't know if they dried up, if they didn't dry up. Now, these tainim, these anovim, are, he put them on the roof to dry them. Now, he's too busy to go up to the roof. So if he'd know that they're dried up, so he says, if they don't have to be masmin them. But he doesn't know. He doesn't know if they dried or not. So he said, down on the ground, he said, if they're dried up, I masmin them. So memele, so you have there that fakel, that's tate la ochlo. Like the Gemara, well, Omar Avkahane said, Mukze Sheyovech, if you have a Mukze, it was Mukze because it was Oymid Lehisyavish. And it became dry already. Ve'ein ha'bailim makirim boy, and the bailim are unaware that it did become Nisyavish. Muta. So it's Muta. So here it says, Amoyodiki Yesod, that if Bepoyel, they were chazi l'achila, so even though the Bailam was unaware of this matzev, afal piken, it's not mukze. So you don't need hazmonim for this. So the Bail, we don't know pshat in this baraisa. But before we go further, let us see Rashi. So Rashi, hoya oichul ba'anovim v'hoyser, tevusa nokat. The loitema, you shouldn't say even the oichel vahoylach, since he was eating this loyli boy hazmone, so he doesn't have to be masmid at all. He was eating it already. So the Barais is telling us, but the minute he decided to dry them up, so it's not oimid lachila anymore. It was oimid lachila because man he was muchan to eat it in the matzah that it was, but now that he decided that he should make groigris and smukim out of it, so now there was a haktzor, and now you need a new hazmonim. Chayim afarish beg shlishi de Shabbos bekira sheisikul. Anovim yeveishim kruim tzmukim. Ta'enim shnishyapshu kruim groigris. Afarsikim, that's peaches. Chavushim, quince. Ida arzu bein hashmoshes, tzivu ozroi bein lomali hazmon, avada kim de chozabu, he saw the yofshu, that they dried up daiti labai, so it's daiti labai, shulei huktsu elu liyapshom, the whole akso was only liyapshom, and lemaise, it's yovish already, he knows that it's yovish, so there's no akso anymore, so he's aware of it. Bidlay arzu, and if it's not chozu, it didn't dry up, ki azmulu mayhab, holy chozi lachila, it's not roi lachila, le mahanilu azmone, So the hazmone that he says is mazmone to eat. Have like a mazmone eitzim v'avonim la'achilosh en beryo chilosom. People do not eat eitzim v'avonim. So a hazmone on something that's not edible is not called hazmone. V'chitayim edelo yode ichoz ilo ichoz. Or maybe we'll say pshat in the braises, he doesn't know. V'chitayim ha'ach hazmone diktoni. It's about it to go up to the roof. See, he doesn't know if they are roi, if they're not roi. So he doesn't know. So he's making bazmon. That means if they're roi, that means I'm, it's daite lave. If they're roi, I have intentions to eat them. Since he's unaware of the ruyim, so it doesn't become automatically daitel avay. Forget he was hooksami daitel. And since he doesn't know that the matzav have changed, so automatically it's called that aktsor remains. Unless he was mazmin them, so that means that he was megaladas, that not that, even though he knows that they were hupse, but he's megaladas, and if the haktsor ended, he has intentions to eat them. So the Gemara says that can't be the case, because in such case you don't need a hazmon. For Omar Rav Kahane mukze shel groigres utzmukim. If it became the Shabbos, the Bailam don't know there was Yobish. Shaloi bot ku mi boidyoim. Ulamocho matzu sheyovish oyime esmel. And the next day he sees that it was Yobish. Muta. So it's muta. Even though he didn't know that Akso ended. So Rashi says, along this way, the chiaske meikore, when he brought it up on the roof to dry up, lo yekzayu elo liyavish. That means, bahakzo gufe. The intention not to use it was, I won't, he knows now it'll be, by bringing it up on the roof, he knew he won't be able to use it. So his whole intention was, I won't be able to use it till it dries up. That was the hakzo. Vareyavish. So the haktzah, so I don't need, Rashi says, I'm Meir de Columbus over here, I don't need him to be aware that the matzav changed, because there was no haktzah on this matzav. The haktzah was, he was only maxim, that I won't eat it till it dries up, that was the haktzah. So the minute it dries up, the haktzah ends. He doesn't know what the matzav is, was getting money, he doesn't know. Yovish, it became Yovish. Now I looked up the shiltas in I have here problem. Lochaire Rashi says Amir de Columbus. Rashi says, I mean Rashi seems to say he didn't know, so Rashi says he doesn't have to know. He was only maxed till it becomes dry. The Shiltis says as follows. The Shiltis brings down a Chakira. He says a person had Peiris. They wanted to be Miyabish. V'loyhave yoda bohoin the yevishu. He didn't know it dried up. V'have maktson v'kayomin midaite lemocha. So he was under the impression that it's not dry yet. It was mukze. That means he did not know that it dried up. And v'have maktson v'kayomin midaite lemocha. So the next day he thought, nothing what to talk about. They're inedible. Mishari lachila. Then he sees that it's dried up. Is it muta bachila? So zok the shiltas, what are the tzodim of the shaila? Zok the shiltas as like, mi amrinen boser daite yaslina. Do you go boser his das? the gavre have matzon mi baitoi. He was matzit. The gobos say his das. He had no intentions of eating it. He thought it didn't become the shabbish. Oy dil me bosa uchlos linen. Or do you go bosa da eichel? Vo uchlo ha is chasi. So he has a different shaila. The shaila is, do you go bosa his das? Do you go bosa da eichel? Toshma, alme bosa uchlos linen. So say, go bosa da eichel. You don't go bosa his das. So number one, I don't understand. Rashi tells to the shiltis. L'chayre, the shiltis learned a different shot in the Gemara. Not the way Rashi says it. Rashi seems to say there was no haktzah. That me died to there was no. The whole haktzah was only at Sheyish Yavitz. That's what Rashi seems to say. And it's very interesting. The Rosh Yosef brings down Rashi. Doesn't bring down the shiltis. The Rosh Yosef brings down Rashi and he says, what will be in such a case? A person had dvarim lachim, one was heter and one was issa, and some issa fell into the heter before yontif, and there wasn't shishim. No, so there's no shishim, there's nothing but to talk about, so it's also. Then, somehow, more heter fell in. Echera sheta the cotton put in, me'el of it fell in, it became heter, but he didn't know about it. He didn't know about it. And now, when it became betrilis knisus hayoin, so it was mutter lemais. It was mutter before yontif, but he didn't know about it. Also, this and that, the more had to be, it became the toisim, he didn't know about it. Zok the Rosh Yosef, according to Rashi, it'll be osa. That's what he says. He says, because Rashi says, psalomdis here. Rashi says, alomdis, because the whole haktzah was actually yishyavish. That was the haktzah. So it was the yishyavish. But here, the haktzah was because it's osa, so psst. I mean, so it's also, I mean, as a choloman that'll become mutter. So, l'chayra, like the shiltis, it should be mutter. According to, that was the whole, the shiltis say, go bosser die, to your bosser oichel, since I'm mutter oichel. So number one, I don't know, I mean, Rashi brings the shiltis, l'chayra, the shiltis is a different lomdus. There's an avkamina in din. And number two, I don't know how Rashi is to bring the shiltis. I mean, the shiltis cloud that shyly brought our Gemara. So what did Rashi see in the shiltis? I mean, if Rashi would bring the lomdus that the shiltis said, Mamela. So Mamela, Rashi chapped this lomdus from the shiltis. L'chayre, the shiltis says a different lomdus. Kach pirish habachoy b'shiltis. I really don't know. Klaal was tutzach da. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara said, but that cannot be the case of the Baraisa if he was unaware that it was Nisyabish, because unaware it was Nisyabish, it is Mutter, you do not need Hasmona. Elama Yesh Mukze. We have to figure out the Baraisa. So what is the case of the Baraisa? Elama Yesh Mukze. Yeah. Elalav the Chozi. So you have to say that the case is like this. That we had peiris, which were roi, betrilis, knisis, hayoim, va'atru, and then they became nitre, v'hoda arso. And the mele, and that you need has money. And that you need has money. V'yamrit, ein mukze, lomolo has money. Why do you need has money? Zaraya Yeshmukza, Alama Yeshmukza. Frag the Gemara, if you say Yeshmukza, ki azmilohu my havi. So then the Asmona doesn't help. Let us see Rashi. Elalav the arzu ba'atru, behodar arzu. Akochle metuk mach Asmona ilav lohochi. Al-Kochach does not speak about such a case. The Azmelu, he was Mazmen, Vim Yitchu Lemocho, V'yisakna Leboi Bayayim, Yoichumim. There was Azmone, if it will become a Sukkan after the Dichu. Al-Rigasina Lamai Yeshmukzis, if you say Yeshmukzis, Ki Azmelu my habit. Azmone de Koidem Haktso, my Mahani. בלאב הזמונה נמי מכון ועידם הם, באיסה בו אחרי כן. So it seems, as Rashi is saying, that הזמונה can only help on באשר ושום, what is now. What is now, you don't need הזמונה. It's something that לא ילך אילו. And later, פס נשכן הזמונה, מזמן, the later. The later is נח נשדו. That's what seems from Rashi. So and later, לחיירת הזמונה doesn't help. And now I don't need הזמונה. So your pshat is also not a right pshat. It can't be that pshat. So you have to say, so something is a different pshat in the Bereis. Loi tzriche da arzu v'loi achs. We're speaking about peirish shehelo leishyabish. And they're not completely dry. It's a little roi lachil and a little not roi lachil. The ike inshi da ochli, there are certain people who will eat it now, vike inshi da loyoch. Is memela azmin goli daite. So if he's mazmin it and this matzav is megala das, then it's muchen for me, he's aimed to eat this. Da yazmin loy goli daite. So memela, so the Barais is speaking about something else in Gansen, there's no shaykhus to our shayla vishmukhtala lachzi shabbos, and faltik. Zogt Rashi. Toshma, so again we have the Shailim, Yesh Mukze Lachatzi Shabbos. Toshma, mi poilin vadashim, we cook in Yontif, poilin vadashim, reblech and lentils. The poilin vadashim, now when you cook lentils in Yontif, mikori chazulokis. Now, as soon as it became Yontif, and they're raw, they can be eaten raw. Shadino bekdeire. Now you put it into a pot, you start cooking it. Itrilo. So they're not royal achil anymore. Gomar bisholai. You finish cooking it. Chozilo. So it becomes chozil achila. So lochayre, we have here a matzah that it was betchilas knisus ayayim, it was minamucham. Eat it raw. Then you started cooking it, it became unedible. And then after it gets cooked, you can eat it. So we see klar a muktzah lachatzi shabbos. Before we see Rashi, let us just hear the Ben Hanana learns pshat this Gemara. The bottom line, towards the end of the line, Toshma, mi poilin badashin, ki be'esh shehen yiveishin, ruyin lokais. When they're dry, you can crunch them, you can chew them. Oidenu bikdeiro, but when they're in the pot, nitchu milokai, so it seems they're not dry, they're not crunchy, that time they don't have. You can't eat them in that matzah, but dayin lein is bashel, but they're not cooked either. So there's a matzah when it's partially cooked, it's nishtahin and nishtahel. You can't crunch them, they're not crunchy and they're not cooked. Nigmar bishulim, nil. Ba'ono mevashel noisim b'yontav, ma'iserav, everyone, we cook adashim in yontav, hinehei mukze. So, kolchoch, you have to say, that ein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. Let's go a little further. Omalei Abaye. So Abaye told him, according to you, so what are you proving from this? So you're proving from this that everyone does this, is a raya that since it was muchen, betchilas knisus hayoyim, so that's called mina muchen already. So later there's a matzev that it becomes aine muchen, so then it's aine muchen. But when the matzev changes, it goes back to its previous status and it becomes tzirik muchen. So, tikshul halesha kasha, where you don't have the shtik teire, kedeir is the almen. unless you the food and the pots erev Shabbos. The stam kederes da alme ben hashmoshes roisres hain. Stam kederes, as soon as they used to take the pots off the flame erev Shabbos, so they were scalding hot because they wanted that when you come home from shul you should have hot soup. So memele, so they were scalding hot erev ben hashmoshes. No, so scalding hot, so ben hashmoshes you can't eat them; they're not edible. And when it comes night, we come back from shul, we eat the soup. No, now here's a kasha. Now here you can say your shtik Torah. You can say a muktzalach tzi Shabbos. In the middle of Shabbos, it remains mucham. But here's betchilas knisus a Shabbos, it wasn't mucham. As soon as it became Shabbos, it was unedible. It was scalding hot. And the afal pikein, later we eat it. Why don't we say, keep this katsoi bein hashemoshis is katsoi lekul yoyim? Ela gomri b'dei odom loikami boilo. Since it's biyodoi, to make sure that it'll be roi lachilu later, so never was his katsoi. That's not called his katsoi. His katsoi means that, his katsoi means that there was a matzev that he couldn't eat it. I mean, so he's back to that. Here, he knows, he'll wait a few hours, or put it into a few tap, and it'll cool off already. So Mamela, the never was mukta. So Mamela, the same thing over here, by Poilin and Adashim, it's also Gomrib Dayotim. You can make that it'll be edible. So never became, that's not called, it became mukta. We're learning a shaila that it's not biyodoi to make it ois mukze. So then it tak is mukze. That means in the case that he had pavers on the roof and they got drenched with rainwater. So now they're not edible. It's like not edible. Now, and he has no way of making it edible. If the sun will come out and then they'll be in the sun for 2 hours, so my mail will dry up. But that's, so there was taka hukze. There was taka hukze. Ki kamobon gobon b'dei shemayim. So mainly you have no raya from poilim. Let us see Rashi. Toshma dein mukze lachatzi Shabbos. Mi poilim v'adashim, shonu mevashlam b'yontev. De mi kore bein hashmoshis chozulokis. Chayin, eat them raw. The mikor bein hashmoshes chazul lokes chayim. They can be eaten raw. Kol dovor hanechol chay, kori achilosoi koises. So that's called koises. Choose it, he crunches it. Itchulu, now when it started cooking, itchulu, kozman sheroyshe. Now Rashi seems to be chaylik adra bein hachananu. Rashi seems to say that it was nitche in the process of cooking, not because it's nishtehin and nishteher. The Rabbeinu Chananel said a shtik teire. When it's dry, you can eat it. When it's cooked, you can eat it. Not dry and not cooked, then it's unedible. Rashi seems to say, we'll see Rashi later, Taka says also like that. Rashi seems to say, when you started boiling it up, so it was boiling hot. It was boiling hot, so how could you eat it? That means Rashi would seem if it could be eaten raw, so it's partially cooked as nishkefelach. So it's raw plus. I mean, it's a little cooked as nishkefelach. Rashi, I mean, the Rabbeinu Chananel said it's a shtik teir. It's only eaten raw when it's crunchy, when it's dry. Rashi held that it's mechetasi. It's some amela, so it's always edible. So Rashi, and the Gemara says while it's being cooked, it's unedible. So Rashi says, "Kol man sheroish, when it's boiling hot, you can eat it." Gamlo bishulayu istrib lamrinin sha'acha soya muktzeis v'yitru. But the tameir, the Maharashi says klogen, the mashvis lohu lirsichosam teiras muktze. You say resiche makes it muktze, that's what you say? The yalvis minode muktze lachatzi Shabbos, that's what you say? Tikshiloch. Mahashle tuchelatare zechon euchlem shum teres beleli Shabbos. If you say resiche makes it muktze, so how can we eat any macholim that weren't part of Shabbos? Al kochacha hamuktze lebein hashmoshes that everyone holds.
המוקצל בין השמושס מוקצל לכל היימה. ורבין השמושס כל הקדרס מסולוקס מרוסוקס מן הקירה, או דקדרס, which are taken off from the kira, boiling hot. ואוכלינה מן הילות, and we eat it later. אלא מידי דגמרי בדי אודם לא יקמי בוילן, דקימן דה ביודוי לסכנה בי ביום, since it's ביודוי, לא ימקצלי מידעתוי, מפני דחיוסה. הילכך, פוילן ועדשים, אין ראי לכאן, because it's ביודוי, my time and I'm ישרי נגדרי של בין השמושס, so there's בכל נערה הקצות, גמרי בדי אודם, that here is dependent on the sun to dry it. Since it's not biyodoy to be misaknes maser daitimine, and the taka was a hesach adas. Now the shaila is, it became tzrik roi, do you say that it becomes tzrik muchanana? Let us see Taisus. Ela gomre bidei odom loy mi boilom. Vim taima. So Taisvus asks Akash, Amai ein meichiyach mehi de koifen es asal lifnei afoichen. He says, Yiklein ga shayle, if mukte, yesh mukte lach esi Shabbos. So Taisvus says, Amai ein meichiyach mehi, this is a ba'ofna ba'raise, de koifen es asal lifnei afoichen. One is permitted to turn a sal upside down, to use the sal as a stepping board for the Afroichim to go. The Afroichim were unable to get into the lul. The lul was too tall for them. So the Afroichim went on the sal. From the sal, they went into the lul. Koifin es a sal lifnei Afroichim, kdei sheyalu v'yerdu. That they should be able to go into the lul, go out of the lul. So this sal was used as a step between the karka and the lul. V'koma, now the Gemara says in Shabbos, muta l'taltalom, you're allowed to move the sal, perish, acha sheyerdu muta l'taltala sal. After the afroichim go off the sal, you're allowed to move the sal. Afopi shoyo osa sha'olu hafroichem olov bachatzi hayoyim. That means even though it's mevur there that kozman the afroichem are on the sal, you're not permitted to move the sal. Afopi came when the afroichem go off, you're permitted to move the sal. So we see over there, so kolchoch, he say, they have enough in the baraisa, that the sal was a bosis to the afroichim be'emtza ha-shabbos, and when the afroichim go off, you're allowed to be metaltal the sal. V'yeshloima d'shani hosam, v'havik may gomri b'dei odom. So Taisus answers that that's different, that there it's biyodoy to make it oisbosses. She biyodoy lafricha me olof. So sherin in kederis afogav de bein ashmoshes reishchnei. So we see afilu it's bein ashmoshes. But gomri b'day odom, it's not even din of akzo. So amela, who adin this? Then Ba'idya Shloime, the Taisus has a second teretz. Now before we come to the second teretz, the way we have the Taisus, the Taisus had a teretz. Taisus asked Akasha from the Sal, which is a bosis to the Afroichim, and it becomes, as soon as the Afroichim go off, it is mutal etaltal asal. So Kochach, you see, ain muktzalach tzi Shabbos. Not from the Barais. And Taisus says, no, because the devil was muktz, because it's biyadil Afroichim. Now let us look on the side, which is in Yesod Taisus Yishonim. And the Taisus Yishonim says, V'ein loyma. You can't say this teretz. You'll go away with this kash, D'shani hosam davek me gomri b'dayodam. You'll say this teretz, it's gomri b'dayodam. You can make it ois
Bosses, ich kann mir mal frieren, da freue ich mich. Ich sage alle Boss, da bin ich alle frieren, mir alle. Da scherinen, kde ihr es einfach gar dabei, ne schmorsches Reuschene. Because bei Gomre bin ich Adam, a filo, wo es ist katzoi bei ne schmorsches, ist auch so ein Akkord mukze. Because it's never was hukze. Aber peire kire kam, ein moje alle bei ne schmorsches, also le tauteloi. Der, der bereits es ist, the Freuchim were on the Sal Beinash Moshes, and later they went off, you're not allowed to be metaltalit. So you see, Klo, that it's not called Gomri B'day Odom, and because I want them there, I don't want, what should be Odil Africhim? So what will I accomplish if we Africh them? I want them there. I want them now on the Sal, in order that they should be able to get into the loop, or to get out of the loop. So that's the Girsa. So the Girsa, according to this Girsa, you can't say it's Gomri B'day Odom. Enough and arrive from the Gemara. Because the Gemara says over there that if it was Beinash Moshes, so it's also the whole Shabbos. So, and the Gomri B'day Odom helps the fill up by Beinash Moshes also. The Yesh Loimal, so that's the Girsa. So my Mela, so Taisvis is just telling us it's not a poshet, you can't say a poshet to teretz to this kasha. No, it's not a boyish lom, it's the Yesh Loimal. The Hosa Mayri Le'inyan Tiltel. That Gemara is speaking about Tiltel. The Pshitalei, the Ein Mukze Lachatzi Shabbos. By Tiltel Tzicha Ein Mukze Lachatzi Shabbos. And here we're speaking about Achila. Now let us try to explain what Taisvis is saying. Our sugya is speaking about, Rashi so eloquently spoke about the Shaila of Mukze, Rashi Shtautzu Vechino as Ashayaviyu, that one is not permitted to eat a machol in Shabbos that wasn't Mukhan Miba Idyoin. And that is the Yisod of Issa Mukze. So, Mamela, we have now a Lomdash Shaila. What happens if this Machel was Muchen Meboidyoim? Emtsa Shabbos, the Hachone became Nifsak. Is there still a problem of Hachone? It was Muchen Meboidyoim. That's all what you need. But Chilis Misha was Muchen. Later became Ois Muchen. So, as soon as that becomes Sirik Muchen, it goes back to Hetere Yorish. Other Afshanit, that was the Shaila. That is Adin, the Din Hachone. So that's in midi d'achila. In achila, there's such a din that one is only permitted to eat adava hamuchan miboidyoim. So we're clearing, does it lose its din achone by becoming be'emtza Shabbos eini min hamuch? That was the shayla of the month. So our gemara is a shayla in hilchas achila. That's why we clad, we were arrived from a shchitas pochoer, and from a farsakim, and chabushim, and we're talking about achila. Also, we're talking about achila. The Isser Tiltel by Mukze is, there's no shaykhis at all with, the Isser Tiltel of Mukze is no shaykhis at all with the din, the hechino as a shayyaviyu. That's a different, it's a gzeire with different reasons. Why they ask the Tiltel? The Rambam gives reasons that Shabbos should have a different tzura. If you be able to be metaltel everything, you won't have a tzura of Shabbos. Private says alt gzeire mishumaitzo. So they made a gzeire that one is not permitted to be metaltel, only oichlam and kalim. That was a gzeire. You only can be metaltel oichlam and kalim. But that's a different gzeire. So let us say you have a bosses. You have a bosses to a freuchem. So the Michas Avrom, beginning of the Masecht, explains this taisvus as follows. If a bosses to a freuchem, so kozman it's a bosses, it becomes a tofu to the efreuchem, so it gets a din of an efreuchem, it becomes a tofu to that. So this sal, kozman it's a bosses, it's not a sal, it's an efreuch, it's a balchai, a balchai is muks, it can't be metal to a balchai. Bachai is eitzim babon, it's also eitzim babon. Now, after the freichem flew off, so it's eis tuffle to Bachai, so now it's a keli. It's okay, you're allowed to be metalpulit. So before it was an afroyer, and now it became a keli. So memele, so that's why you're allowed to be metalpulit. But now let's just understand, well, what happens if it was a bosses bein hashmoshes? This is that's the Gemara. If it was a bosses bein hashmoshes, so there it says it's also. Now, how does that work? If it was a bosses bein hashmoshes, so memele, but now became ice bosses. So why aren't you permitted to be metaltalit? So the Birchas Avraham wants to say as follows. He wants to say, there's a lomdis that Rabbi Kevege mentions in Shabbos, on Bogan Avraham, that something that is also bachile, that's also b'shimush, loses a teres oichel. You have an oichel that you're not allowed to eat, that can't be eaten, you can't be mishtamish with it, so it's not an oichel. So then it loses the shame oichel shaboy, and then it becomes eitzim bavonim. So then it becomes eitzim bavonim. So the Birchas Avraham wants to say as follows, but he says, if you have an oichel, that the whole Shabbos, it's also b'achila. It's also b'achila the whole Shabbos. As in iskatzoy ben hashmoshes, iskatzoy lekulo yoyim. You have, let's say, groigers, tzmukim. That ben hashmoshes wasn't chozi, it wasn't dry. So it wasn't chozi l'achila. So it's not minamuchan. So you can eat it the whole Shabbos. See, now you have, this is not a mafel the whole Shabbos. So mamela, so it loses the shema. Let's say differently. You can't eat it all. It's not minamuchan, so you can't eat it the whole Shabbos. So it loses the shame oichel. So you're not allowed to be metalfulat either. You're not allowed to be metal because it becomes eitzim bavon. Because it's not chozi lachila, so it becomes eitzim bavon. So the Birchas Avraham, but if you have something that was an oichel in the beginning of Shabbos, and in the middle of the Shabbos, let's say it became not chozi lachila. You can't eat it anymore. It became not Roi Lachila. So since in Shabbos Guf it has a shame oichel, it had a shame oichel, now you can't eat it, so it doesn't lose the shame oichel. That means if only a mitzvah of a Shabbos it became not Roi Lachila, so pshat is it's an oichel that I can't eat. That's pshat. Doesn't lose the shame oichel. So if it's an oichel that I can't eat, I can be metaltal it. The whole yesod, that it loses the shame oichel that stavke, if the whole Shabbos it's not chozi lachila, so then it loses the shame oichel, so then becomes eitzim bavon, then he can be metalful. So memele, so he says, that is pshat and taisus. That means that if the sal became a bosses to afroichim be'emtza Shabbos, so memela, so we'll clear Hashem, so gets a din of a bal chai. That's true. B'shas it's a boss, gets a din of a bal chai. So Emnafilu will say that you can't use it, let's say, in the din shimush of the sal, let's say you can't use it afterwards. It will say, if you say, yesh muktze lachatzi Shabbos, you can't use it afterwards. Afal pikein, it won't, you lose the shame keili sheboy, because betchilos Shabbos, it was usable. So pshat, it's a keli that I can't use. So good, it's a keli that I can't use, but I can be metaltal it. Doesn't lose the shame keli. Masha'enkein, if it was a betchilas knisis hayoim, it was a bosses to afroichim. So then it became, it was an afroich betchilas knisis, it was a bal chai betchilas knisis hayoim, to get the din of bal chai, the whole Shabbos already. So it's not usable the whole Shabbos. And then it loses the shame keli. Then Taki won't be able to be metaltal at Taki. Then Taki won't be able to be metaltal. Then it's Taki, kivin diskatzoi ben hashmoshi, diskatzoi lekuliyoy. Now let us just see, there's a very interesting karni re'aim. The karni re'aim, that means what we did is we're learning the Taisvish Shishonim on the side, which is the Marsha. That means we can't learn Taisvus the way it's written by us, because Taisvus doesn't make sense. Tvaisa seems to say it's Gomri b'day Adam. And if it's Gomri b'day Adam, so why, if the Freich won the Bein HaShemoshe, so why can you be metalkal? It never became Mutsi. Let us just see for 2 minutes the Kaunei Re'im. The Kaunei Re'im wants to say Pshat in our Tvaisas. The Kaunei Re'im is, let us look on the Daf Heyem at Beis and the Daf Heyem at Sho. And the Marshal of Hamid Beis. Ois Gimel. Ois Gimel, the Kani Reim underneath the Marshal. Venire Bekabonosno. So the Kani Reim and the Marshal says as follows. It's page 10 Belaz. Venire Bekabonosno. He wants to say Pshat and Taishas as follows. Given the Gufa Tam. The loy mikri gomri b'dayodam. What's that? Why isn't it called gomri b'dayodam? Mishum da'in daiter lafricham. Because he has no intentions of being mafrich tafroichim. Drei kofa hasal kedei sheyalo. He wants they should be on it. I mean, who's he fooling over here? Mosh oma ha'tais v'sham. Vim kein. So then he says, an ilui is over here. Bishabes, if he's kofa the sal, bishabes. Dimhave mukte, if the sal will become mukte, hey, also, it's a grise over here, levatel klime hechone. So if he's gonna put it down, that it should, he'll be mevatel, this sal, to be a step for the afroichim, so he's making it a bosses for them, so he's not allowed to do that, mevatel klime hechone. Valkein daite lahafricham kedesh la yase iso bitel klime hechone. So when he puts down the keli in Shabbos, he has no intentions it should be a step, because if I make it for a step, so I'm a mevatel kli meyachonis, so I don't want it to become a bosses. So will I have him muktzeh? That means there he never had intentions it should be a step. So memeila, so that's called gomrib, so it's daitil africham, so it never became a bosses. He had to do that, he's an elachiyit. Masha'enke ba'oidnum olo bein ha'shmoshes. But if the Afroichim were on the Salben Hashmoshes, Vahavi Yakfiyah Miboy Yoim. So when did he put it down? He put down the Sal Miboy Yoim. Vahavi Asura the Bittul Kli Meichoni. So there, when he made the Sal for a step, he had no reason to be Mechavn. I don't want it to be a step. I want to be Mafriach then. Sumrinu the Daita Sheyaloi Vendaita Lafriach. Detaki wants it to be a step. Is Memele, so Memele, that's Pshat in our Taishvus he wants to say. He wants to, for him, for the Taishvus Yishonim Skashe, he wants to say that Be'emtza Shabbos is Take, it's Gomri B'dei Odom. But Chilas Abi, because it's Take Daitel Africham. So that, but Chilas Shabbos is saying Daitel Africham. But Teretz Hasheini, the Betulto Lemrine Muktzelach Tzi Shabbos, Belavo Chilavo Betulto Lime Echoni, is there borrowed? I ain't shown the